It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe January is almost coming and going. Last weekend, we had a great show with Allison Mollica from the New Hampshire Technical Institute, or NHTI, Business Training Center, and Allison did a great job describing the BTC, what's going on with the Business Training Center and NHTI. But this weekend, January 23rd and 24th, Paul Pearsall is with me, and Paul will be helping me introduce the Lions Twin State Cup game for 2021. And Paul has a long time history in soccer coaching, and also will give some background with regard to how the Lions Club got involved with this Twin State Cup game. And Paul is the association director of the Lions Twin State Cup game for 2021, which I think the major point, Paul, is that it's on, which is probably amazing in itself. So thank you for joining me this weekend. I know you're a busy guy. So thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Tom. It's a pleasure to be on the show. I really appreciate it. I'm one of the directors of Lions Twin State Soccer. There's 15 to 18 of us across Vermont and New Hampshire who work year-round to coordinate the Lions Twin State Soccer games.
Awesome. And we're going to have a series of shows. One of my goals, I have a, in addition to oral health, my next passion is sports and soccer specifically. So we're going to have a series of shows leading up to the game, which will be on July 17th. I think that's correct, Paul, right?
Yes.
And we'll probably have like the Hanover soccer coach, Rob Grable. We may have the Bow soccer coach, George Pinkham. If we can get the Lebanon coach, Rob Johnstone, who is coaching this game actually for New Hampshire, try to get Rob on. And then Scott Dunlap from the Concord soccer coach and the president of the New Hampshire Soccer Association, and perhaps even Doug Kennedy. So, Paul, let's start with a little bit of your background, first in soccer, and then perhaps you can tell us the relationship between the Lions Club and the Lions Cup game.
Thank you, Tom. I started coaching youth soccer way back in 1981. I've coached for over 30 years. I've coached mostly at the youth level, and I joined Lions over 30 years ago. I'm a member of the Merrimack Lions Club, and when I found out about Lions Twin State Soccer, I would go to the games frequently to check them out, being a soccer fan. And then when I had the opportunity to join the board, I joined about 7 or 8 years ago because, you know, the passion for soccer and the passion for Lions and helping out. So I think it's a great cause. It's terrific soccer featuring the best players from New Hampshire and Vermont, and I'm very excited about it.
That's awesome. And to me, like you said, it's a great combination of excellent soccer, great cause, you know, the charities involved, for example, the Austin Camp in Vermont. I know one of Rob's former players, Yosef, went to the Austin Camp. So it's just been a great sort of circle of life. Let's spend a few minutes, though, on the Lions Club. So when I was growing up, I was a little boy, so back in the 60s and 70s, when I lived in Massachusetts, my father was big into the Lions, and all I remember is many, many weekends standing with him selling light bulbs. And then fast forward, whatever, 50 years, and I came up to New Hampshire. Joe Casper, who you may know through the Lions Club, has got me involved a little bit up here in New Hampshire. So tell us a little bit more about the sort of the mission of the Lions Club.
Excellent. By the way, I remember those light bulb sales day as well. So Lions started in 1917 by Melvin Jones. He was a Chicago businessman, and he was looking for ways to improve the community. So he started the Lions Club. And since then, in the 100-plus years, they've grown to over 46,000 clubs, 1.4 million members in 200 countries. So motto of Lions is we serve. And what happens with the Twin State Soccer Association, we get together with Vermont and the two districts in New Hampshire, and we coordinate soccer for the annual Lions Twin State Soccer event. So let me just jump into, you mentioned
sure.
the the charities that we do, the funds that we raise, which have been over $50,000 $500,000 over nearly the last 50 years, we're actually going on our 47th year, the monies are divided up between New Hampshire and Vermont. And you, as you had mentioned, the money from Vermont goes to the Justine soccer camp for the hearing impaired, and the money in New Hampshire goes to the Sight and Hearing Foundation, which supports several activities inside the state.
So the Lions still does deal a lot with vision, then, I assume?
Yes, we do. And a lot of clubs take on a lot of vision projects locally, doing eye screening at schools, collecting glasses, paying for eyeglass operations. So it's one of the key purposes of Lions. And we also do a lot of work with hearing as well.
Great. So this game, as you mentioned, we're in the 47th year. Unfortunately, last year's game was canceled because of COVID, so this will be game number 46. Tell us a little bit about the history. In other words, how did so 47 years ago, like, which two people got together and said, you know what, maybe we can raise some really good funds for charity while also having a great soccer game. Like, where was the original vision of that?
The original vision was to promote soccer. We had a lot of fans way back in the day, and not that I was there, but one of the key drivers was Don Tebow. He was a Hawthorne College varsity coach, and he wanted to promote soccer. And he found out that the NCAA required a sponsor for the event. So he approached the Lions Club, and Lions accepted that. So with a lot of planning and working with NCAA, and Donald actually made a trip down to Washington, D.C., to make sure that they're able to get the game in. NCAA was worried about recruiting and conflict of interest and all that stuff. So when Lions stepped forward, they had the sponsor. And, you know, the only competitive program, you know, statewide between the two states was the Shriners football game. So this is more or less Lions Club's answer to that.
Awesome. And to make it, I guess, for lack of a better term, more efficient, you now have gone to a one-day model at a central location to, I guess, like I said, make it more effective because people aren't traveling to the various college campus where over the years, you know, it could have ranged from Castleton to Vermont to Henniker, New Hampshire. So the one-day model, which this year will be, as mentioned, on July 17th, this year it's going to be at Hanover High School, correct?
Yes, that's the plan, and it's a centrally location. And, you know, instead of driving to Burlington or Castleton or Nashua, we're trying to draw more crowds with the central location. And in light of the pandemic, everything is different this year. So the opportunity to stay in college dorms for a few days, like a three-day training camp, that's pretty much not going to happen this year. So we're looking at a different model this year, see how it works out, and see where we go in the future from there.
Great. So we have about 1 minute before break. Tell us how the student athletes are selected. I think former Lions Cup coaches, you know, get together. So tell us how that process works.
Yes. So typically, the All-State players are notified about the Lions Cup tryouts. They're typically at NHTI for the New Hampshire teams, and all the former Lions Cup coaches are there to assess the players. So they go through a scrimmage game. Players are assigned numbers, and the coaches meet after the game. They assess the players, and they talk about players. So some of the coaches are just seeing players for the first time, and a lot of coaches recognize players from their team or within their division, and they'll talk about their strengths and weaknesses and how they can add to the team. And then there's a vote, and the coaches elect who's going to be on the team, and then they notify the Lions with the given roster.
Great. That must be pretty exciting for the boys and girls who do get selected, and it's probably pretty cool. I always thought it was always pretty cool because when I used to see the tryouts in NHI, that fierce competitors, let's say within New Hampshire, now become teammates, and that type of bonding actually must be pretty neat.
Yes, we get a lot of feedback over the years from players who had a great time at the camp and at the game. And, you know, they make a lot of friends, and some of them are cross states, too, which I find pretty special, too.
Absolutely. Well, great. Well, after commercial break, we'll return with Paul Pearsall with more of the Lions Twins State Cup game for 2021, including their history with the Lions Club. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio, and this weekend, the weekend of January 23rd and 24th, I'm with Paul Pearsall, who is one of the many people that are leading the charge to create a new but still very good Lions Twin State Cup game for 2021, which will be on July 17th at Hanover High School. We will have, hopefully, a few more of these radio shows, and we'll be talking to many other of the soccer coaches, well-known soccer coaches in New Hampshire, including, hopefully, the head coach of the boys group for the Lions game, Rob Johnstone, and we may also have Scott Dunlap and Rob Grable, who is the head coach of Hanover High School. And the game this year, again, is July 17th at Hanover High School. So we were talking, Paul, and again, thank you for, one, your service to youth soccer. I know all about you. You're incredible coach for youth soccer, as well as your service to the Lions Club. So given the COVID protocols, and this is safe, you know, in a lot of respects, I think, you know, having watched some of the high school soccer games this year, as well as participated in Millennium Running Road races, which in-person races, it was great that each sport got together and really made safe protocols so that student athletes could actually participate in 2020 and now into 2021. Because I'm sure you felt this way as well. But when the egg hit the fan back, you know, mid March of 2020, it was probably devastating for the spring senior athletes at high schools who, you know, were working their whole career for their spring sport, and many of those went away. So to me, it was great that the soccer coaches got together and made sure that there was a soccer season with legitimate, you know, high school, you know, championships, although recognizing that the schedules weren't as robust. So I'm assuming the group of you that got together conceptualizing the July 17th game this year for the Lions Cup, like, what was kind of the brainstorming in terms of how to, you know, pull this off, including, you know, the tryouts and everything else?
Good point, Tom. Everything is driven by COVID at this point. We couldn't have in-person tryouts. The teams were selected by the coaches. And even the Lions Club, we couldn't meet in person anymore. We had to do everything by Zoom meeting. And canceling last year's game was really heartbreaking. I know a lot of players are looking forward to it, and the Lions look forward to it, too. This is really a big event. It's a fun event. And we know that the kids get to participate and make friends, so it goes over well. So in light of COVID, everything is up in the air. We typically have a spring banquet where we get all the players, coaches, parents, and Lions together, and we tell them about what to expect for that, the camp and the games, and we talk about fundraising, the purpose. We usually have very good guest speakers, and we pretty much outline everything that's expected. And we also measure them for uniforms. We take pictures for the program book, and we do a lot of the logistics there.
Great. And, I mean, the competition over the years, I know I've been to a few of them. The competition has been rigorous. I believe New Hampshire and the boys' side has a slight lead, 19 wins and 17 losses with several ties, I think 9. And then the girls' side, the New Hampshire leads 19-13 with 5 ties. So essentially, it's pretty competitive soccer between New Hampshire and Vermont, and I'm obviously more familiar with New Hampshire soccer, having my family grew up here, and looking at all the soccer records that Coach Rob Grable puts together. It's amazing the very renowned soccer coaches that we have and have had in New Hampshire, ranging from Dave Pinkham to the list of coaches like Rob Grable and George Pinkham, that I referenced. So the competition is pretty fierce. So hopefully we'll get a good turnout. I know that historically, if you go back, way back, one year when it was in Keene, New Hampshire, there were close to 6,000 fans. And so what would be, in terms of capacity at Hanover High School, will with COVID protocols, and we won't know exactly where we'll be with July, but we'll still sort of be in somewhat of the messy middle of COVID-19. So if I was interested in attending or donating, recognizing that the funds go to the Lions Club, which can in turn does so much for both sight and hearing, how would I go about attending the game, and can I attend the game?
Well, right now this is all COVID depending. Hopefully everything will be cleared up by then. It'll be safe for attendees. If that's the case, just come out to Hanover High School. We typically have the ladies' game at 4 p.m. and the men's game at 7 p.m. And we typically have a banquet in the morning where we recognize all the players. And we have a get-together with the parents and provide a brunch, a quick award ceremony, some speeches by dignitaries, just to kick the day off. So it's really a good day, a good event. One other point I wanted to make, you talked about the high level of competition. These games are terrific. Some of these players are the stars on their high school teams, and seeing them play against the best in the other state is really appealing. And these teams are solid, and the key thing is they have a deep roster, too. So when they're subbing in players, you don't see much drop in the level of play. So it's pretty fast-paced through the entire game, and it's great to watch.
Yeah, and I've always said this to Rob and to George and other soccer coaches that I'm familiar with, that to me, for two relatively small states, New Hampshire and Vermont, I think have terrific soccer. And I know over the years, whether it was ODP and other national events, some New Hampshire teams have done, some incredibly well. Now, you mentioned that the Twin States Soccer Association is a not-profit, and there's a board of directors of the association. So you have Lions Club members from each state, serving on the board. Is that how it works?
Yes, we do. We have members from in New Hampshire, Hudson, Derry, Merrimack, Canaan, Orford, Laconia, Danbury, all over, and from Vermont, from Springfield, Royalton, Essex Junction, further north than Burlington, all over. So when we do meet in person, it's usually a two-hour drive in a central location, typically in Lebanon. So it's a good mix. It's a good, diverse group, and it's a very dedicated group, too.
I can see that. I mean, and what's terrific about it, it's a great combination. The funds, the Vermont funds go to the Austin Green Mountain Lions Club Camp for Hearing Impaired in New Hampshire. The funds go to the Lions Sight and Hearing Foundation, which supports, many vision-related projects throughout the state. But it's a great combination of funds raised for this important work, but also, like you said, the camaraderie between and among players both in New Hampshire and Vermont. And I'm thinking, Paul, too, it must be pretty cool for the coaches to participate together, because I've watched a lot of high school soccer games, in New Hampshire anyway, and some of the games can be really intense, but then for the coaches also to be able to collaborate and select the team, and then maybe also provide advice. It must be pretty cool for the coaches as well.
It is. There's a lot of camaraderie between the in-state coaches, and there's also a lot of camaraderie with the coaches from the other state, too. They talk, they tease, they kid, and there's a lot of mutual respect there, too. So they know that they're representing their state, and they want to put their best team forward. But they're very sportsmanlike about it, and it's very professionally done. And the level of coaching is excellent. I'm watching some of these drills and saying, wow, these are terrific drills. And they really get the best out of their players, too. And they make it fun, too. So,
I think that's the key. I mean, these are quite accomplished coaches. You know, I've listed many. There are so many, you know, in New Hampshire. And the records that some of these coaches have, such as Dave Pinkham, are, you know, amazing in terms of some of these national records. But what I've also noticed with the coaches is that sort of the human side of the enterprise, they also want the young women and men to be, you know, to play correctly, be good sports, et cetera, play hard, but also, you know, the right way. That's been sort of what I've witnessed with soccer.
Yes, and the Lions award a sportsmanship award every year as well. And that's a very coveted award because, you know, they get selected by the team, and it's quite the honor.
Awesome. So, again, the game is July 17th in New Hampshire. The young men will be coached by Rob Johnstone, who is from Lebanon, who will be the head coach. And on the women's side, young women's side, the coach will be Hanover's Doug Kennedy. And as Paul described, there was a process of former New Hampshire Lions Cup coaches to select the New Hampshire coaches. On the Vermont side of thing, the head coach will be Reeves Levesay, I think is how you pronounce it. And on the female side, there'll be co-head coaches Dustin and Chantel. So it's going to be exciting, and again, it is July 17th. What can we do? I'm going to, like I mentioned, we'll have some of the other coaches on as we lead up to the level. But what can the public do to, you know, further support this? Again, this is the 47th year of the game, the game number 46. One, we have to make sure everybody knows that the game is on. But what else can we do as the public to make sure that this game is elevated to the level that it should be?
I would say pass the word around, get friends to attend, maybe do an ad sponsorship in the program book, anything that could help out, because 100% of the money goes to charity.
I think, yeah, and I know a lot of my CEO colleagues listen to the show, so if you go on to the Twin State Lions Club website, there's a lot of information on there, and become a program sponsor. It can be other ways to, you know, be a sponsor. And as Paul mentioned, money raised is evenly divided between the two states, with the Vermont funds going to the Austin Green Mountain Lions Club camp for hearing impaired, and New Hampshire for the Lions Sight and Hearing Foundation. So as you take a step back, and it must have been disappointing that the game didn't happen in 2020. So and it may not have been, you know, as the year is 2020. We couldn't wait to get it over. And of course, there's good news now, of course, with vaccines. But of course, the pandemic, we're still kind of in the and maybe the three-quarter mark here. But there must have been this cool determination. Say, let's make sure that it happens, you know, as a one day affair on July 17th. So there was, I assume there was a lot of energy behind that between you and the other directors.
Yeah, we like the tradition of the 3-day camp, but in light of the coronavirus, that made the decision easier to make this year. And we're going to see how this model works in the future. You know, the tendency for the longer camps, some like it, some don't. So we're going to see which is the best direction from here. But for 2021, this is completely different. You know, we're dealing with the coronavirus, and this is a challenge we've never had before. So everything is different. Logistics, the timing is delayed here. But there's a lot of work to do, and we need to deal with it. But we're moving full steam ahead, and, you know, hopefully everyone will be vaccinated. We'll have a handle on this, and everything will be safe.
Exactly. And I think, and Paul will be the first one to say, you know, safety first, just like I saw with the games this past fall. So, Paul, thanks for your leadership with the Lions Club. Thanks for your leadership in the community in general. Thanks for your youth soccer coaching. Thanks for your leadership on the Lions Twin State Soccer Association board. And thank you. And we will have some of your colleagues on as we approach the July game. So those of you that are listening, the game is July 17th, 2021. Just go on to the Lions Twin State Cup website. You can get more information. It'll be safe. It'll be a great game. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, there's information there. And stay tuned for more shows with some of the other folks involved with this, including the other coaches. So, Paul, thank you for joining me this weekend, January 23rd and 24th, and thanks for all you do for the community.
Thank you, Tom. I really appreciate it. And I want to say special thanks to all the players, parents, coaches, trainers, and volunteers who have made this happen over the last 46 years. Thank you very much.
Exactly. Thank you for that. And again, this year will be July 17th, 2021.